Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? Imagine waking up tomorrow with nothing to do. No plans, no schedule, just an empty day.
Let's get into it. Leo, let me ask you something. A little experiment.
Okay, I'm ready.
Imagine this. You wake up tomorrow morning. Monday, you open your eyes. You reach for your phone to check your calendar. And there's nothing. No meetings, no calls, no deadlines, no one waiting for you. Nothing on your to-do list. Just a completely white calendar. What's your first feeling?
My first feeling? Honestly, panic.
Right? Me too. That's the whole point. An empty day sounds like a gift, but our first reaction is panic.
Why? Why would we panic about having nothing to do?
That's what I want to figure out. Let me tell you what happened to me last Saturday.
Go ahead.
Last Saturday, I woke up and realized I had nothing. No alarm, no plan, no brunch with anyone, no errands, no appointment. My calendar was completely white. And my first thought was not great, a free day. My first thought was, wait, did I miss something?
You checked it again.
I checked it 3 times. I opened my inbox to see if someone had canceled a plan on me. I opened my messages, nothing. Everyone else was living there Saturday and I was free. And it felt wrong. Like the system had broken. Like I forgot to put something in the schedule, but I couldn't remember what.
Because your brain is so used to having things planned that empty looks like a mistake.
Yes, that's exactly it. Empty doesn't look like freedom. Empty looks like a bug. Like you accidentally deleted something important.
So what did you do after you checked your calendar 3 times?
I lay in bed for a while. Then I thought I should DO something. I should make the most of this free day. Read a book, go for a walk, call someone I haven't talked to in a while, learn a new skill, cook something fancy, and then I felt pressure. Pressure to use the day well, pressure to enjoy it properly. Like, there was this voice in my head saying, this is a rare gift, don't waste it.
And that voice kills the freedom.
Completely. Because now I'm not free, I'm on a mission to have a good free day. And the mission is stressful. So I ended up scrolling on my phone for about an hour because I couldn't decide which fun thing to do first.
You scrolled because you had too many options.
Too many options and too much pressure. I kept thinking, what if I pick the wrong thing and waste the whole day? So I picked nothing.
That's actually really honest. Most people would say, I had a great free day. But the real experience is you had a free day and it took you hours to figure out how to be in it.
Exactly. And I think that's normal. We're so trained to be busy that when the busy stops, our brain doesn't know what to do. It's like a treadmill that suddenly turns off. You don't immediately feel relaxed. You feel like you're going to fall off.
Pause. That's a good way to put it. The treadmill turning off.
A friend of mine calls this the Sunday feeling. Not the cozy Sunday, the other one. The one where you're sitting on your couch at 4 p.m. and you start feeling anxious because tomorrow is Monday and you didn't rest enough. Even on your day off, you feel like you're doing it wrong.
Oh, I know that feeling. I didn't rest enough, even though you did nothing all day.
Right, because resting has also become a performance. You have to rest the right way. A proper rest, a productive rest, a rest that makes you feel recharged. And if you don't feel recharged, you failed at resting.
That's exhausting just to think about.
It is, and that's what I want to sit with today. Not how to fix it, not how to use free time better, but just, why do we feel this way and what happens if we do nothing about it?
Do nothing about it? Like intentionally?
Yeah, intentionally do nothing and see what happens.
Okay, I want to share something. I had a similar experience last month, but mine was different.
How?
I didn't panic about having nothing. I panicked and then immediately filled the nothing with stuff.
Like what?
I had a free Saturday, nothing on the calendar. My first thought was also free day. And then before I could feel the weirdness, I grabbed my cleaning supplies and started cleaning the kitchen.
You cleaned on a free Saturday?
I didn't just clean the kitchen. I cleaned the kitchen, the bathroom, the fridge, the windows. I organized my closet. By 4 p.m., I was exhausted. And I sat down on my couch and thought, I just deep cleaned my fridge on a Saturday that I was supposed to enjoy.
Why did you do that?
Because cleaning doesn't make me feel anxious. Sitting still does. So I filled the empty day with chores. That way I didn't have to sit with the quiet.
So you use chores as a way to avoid the empty feeling.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people do this. We fill Saturday with productive, relaxing, meal prep, organizing, running errands, getting ahead for Monday. And then we wonder why Monday comes and we still feel tired.
Because we didn't rest. We just kept moving.
We kept moving because stopping felt uncomfortable.
Okay, I want to pause here because I think this is a really important thing to notice. We have this instinct. When there's empty space in our day, we fill it with anything. Work, chores, scrolling, plans, anything that makes us feel like we're doing something.
At least I did something today.
Yes, even if that something is cleaning the fridge or reorganizing your bookshelf. We need to feel like we made progress. Because if we don't make progress, then what?
Then you're just existing. And that feels scary to us.
I read something a few weeks ago that I can't stop thinking about. It said, the ability to sit still and do nothing is the most underrated skill in modern life.
A skill?
A skill, like you have to practice it. Because it doesn't come naturally anymore. Our brains are trained to always be looking for the next thing. The next notification, the next task, the next plan. So sitting still, with no input, no goal, no plan, feels wrong. It feels like you're wasting time.
Because in our heads, time that doesn't produce something is wasted time.
Exactly. But what if time that doesn't produce anything is not wasted? What if it's the only time that's actually yours?
Okay, now you're making me think. So what do? Just sit on the couch and stare at the wall?
I tried it. Last Sunday, after my failed free Saturday, I told myself, Sunday afternoon, I'll sit on my couch for 10 minutes. No phone, no book, no music, no podcast. Just me, the couch, and the window.
How long did you last?
The first 3 minutes were the hardest. My hand actually reached for my phone twice, automatic like a reflex. After 5 minutes, my brain started to slow down. I could hear the birds outside. I noticed the light on the wall. At minute 8, I felt my shoulders drop. I didn't even know they were tight.
And at minute 10?
At minute 10, I didn't want to move. I sat for 15 more minutes, just sitting, feeling lighter.
So the answer is, sit on a couch?
The answer is not sit on a couch. The answer is, give yourself permission to do nothing and see what happens. The first time it feels weird. The second time it feels less weird. The third time, you might actually look forward to it.
That sounds like training, like exercise for your stillness muscle.
That's exactly what it is, a stillness muscle. And like any muscle, if you don't use it, it gets weak. If you practice it, it gets stronger. Speaking of practice, let's look at some words that help us talk about this, because I think part of the problem is we don't even have the words for empty time.
Good point. Let's start.
Number one, free.
Free. Adjective, having no plans, no work, nothing you have to do. But here's the thing, free doesn't always feel good. Example, I have a free afternoon, but I don't know what to do with it.
Free should feel good, but for many of us, it doesn't. Number two, schedule.
Schedule, noun, a list of things you plan to do at certain times. Also, a verb, to schedule something. Example, my schedule is so full that I forgot what an empty day feels like.
When my schedule is full, I complain. When it's empty, I panic. There's no winning. Number three, empty.
Empty, adjective. Nothing inside, we use it for boxes, for fridges, for rooms, and also for days. Example, an empty day used to sound like a dream. Now it sounds a little scary.
Because empty means nothing is happening. And when nothing is happening, our brain thinks something is wrong. Number four, panic.
Panic, noun and verb. Sudden, strong fear, often without a clear reason. Example, when I saw my empty calendar, I felt a small panic, like I forgot something important.
That moment, the small panic, is the exact moment this episode is about. Why do we panic about peace? Number five, fill.
Fill. Verb, to use up empty space or time. Example, I tried to fill my free Saturday with chores because sitting still felt uncomfortable.
Fill is the opposite of empty. But in a funny way, we don't like empty fridges, but we also don't like empty days. Number six, still.
Still. Adjective and adverb, not moving, quiet. Example, sitting still for 10 minutes is harder than running for 10 minutes.
That's a real sentence. I ran 5 kilometers last week. Easier than sitting on my couch for 10 minutes without my phone.
Same, I can work for 8 hours, but sitting still for 8 minutes, impossible.
That's the strange thing. We're not lazy, but stillness is harder than work. Number seven. Actually.
Actually. Adverb. Really, in fact. We use it to correct or add information or to reveal the truth. Example, I thought I wanted a free day, but actually, I didn't know what to do with it.
Actually is a small word, but it carries a big change. It's the word we use when we discover the truth. Number eight. Guilty.
Guilty. Adjective. Feeling like you did something wrong, often used when we do nothing. Example, I felt guilty for doing nothing on Saturday, like I was wasting time.
That guilt is the problem. You're not doing anything wrong by resting, but we feel guilty anyway. Number nine, allow.
Allow. Verb, to let something happen, to give permission. This is a powerful word. Example, you have to allow yourself to rest. No one else can give you that permission.
This is key. We wait for someone else to say it's okay to rest, but that permission has to come from yourself. Number 10, peaceful.
Peaceful. Adjective. Quiet, calm, without worry. Example, the most peaceful moment of my week was when I sat on my balcony and did absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's the goal. Not achieving peace, just letting it arrive on its own. So there you go. 10 words, 10 small tools. Try using one of them tomorrow, just one. See where it takes you.
I'll try still. 5 minutes of still. That sounds actually peaceful. All right. Real talk. After all this, what's the one thing, if I take one small thing away from today?
Here it is. The next time you have an empty afternoon, an hour with nothing planned, don't fill it immediately. Don't grab your phone. Don't start cleaning. Don't open your laptop. Don't make a plan. Just sit with the empty for 5 minutes. That's all. 5 minutes on the couch or on a chair. Pay attention to how it feels.
And if it feels uncomfortable,
then just notice that. Say to yourself, I feel uncomfortable because nothing is happening right now. That's not a problem to fix. That's just information. It tells you how used you are to being busy.
So the goal is not to get rid of the discomfort.
No. The goal is to notice the discomfort and stay with it anyway. That's the whole practice. The first time you try, you'll probably reach for your phone after 30 seconds. That's fine. Try again tomorrow. 5 more minutes. The more you practice, the less scary the empty becomes.
And one day, maybe empty starts to feel...
That's the idea. Not, I need to fill my day with fun things. But I can sit with an empty hour and feel okay.
That sounds like a small superpower.
It really is a small superpower. And the best part is, you already have it. You just forgot you had it. So tonight, try it. 5 minutes, no phone, no expectations. Just you in the quiet. See what happens.
And if nothing happens?
Then nothing happens. That's the whole point. No panic, no guilt. just nothing. And that's okay. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.